all the battles along Libya's Mediterranean coast have left once thriving towns in ruins. Many are virtually deserted after residents fled for safety. But some people have remained in their homes, hoping that the fighting will not return. NPR's Peter Kenyon spoke with one such family in the eastern town of Ajdabia.
A bustling city just a few weeks ago, Ajdabia now has the feel of a ghost town. Chunks of cement, twisted light poles, and other debris litter the streets, much of it dragged there to slow the traffic, of which there is very little these days. There are a few knots of fighters hanging out on street corners. They don't look up at the sound of a jet overhead, the NATO planes circling on their no-fly zone patrols. In recent weeks, the eastern front of the conflict between rebel fighters and Gaddafi's forces has moved back and forth between this city and the oil ports of Brega and Ras Lanuf to the west. Ajdabia has strategic value as the point where two major highways intersect. From here, it's just 100 miles up the coast road to the rebel stronghold of Benghazi, while the desert highway provides a shortcut to Tobruk and the Egyptian border. But with much attention shifted to the fighting in Misrata and other western towns, Ajdabia feels overlooked these days. Most of the homes on this street are empty, the owners having fled farther east to get out of the crossfire. But behind a few of these doors, families are sticking it out. Zamzam Saleh lives here with her husband and a dozen children, most of whom are drawn to the living room for the rare event of foreign visitors. The family has stayed in Ajdabia, even during the terrifying days when Muammar Gaddafi's forces stormed the city. Saleh says she worries most about her children, who still can't sleep at night, nodding off only after sunrise.
It's really terrifying for the children. They can't go out and play anymore. They're afraid of rockets, so they're always hiding inside the house.
Her husband Mohammed says the whole city became a battleground when government forces invaded, but even since they were pushed back, there's a sense of danger.
There were rocket attacks that fell in the house next door. It's scary. After 5 o'clock, we don't go out of the house.
He says they get some food from the Red Crescent, mainly for the children, but it's not enough. Sometimes they can get some canned goods from the city's western gate, where rebel fighters keep an eye out for pro-government forces. Mohammed says his main wish is for someone, either the rebels or Gaddafi forces, to take charge and end the uncertainty. There's not much sign that this family feels especially connected to either Gaddafi or the rebel movement.
We're in limbo. The rebel leaders are all in Benghazi. From the beginning, no one came to check on the families in Ajdabia. We've been forgotten.
Zamzam agrees it's been hard, but says neighbors have rallied together in a show of community spirit and has reminded them why they like this desert crossroads.
It's an area with strong community where people work together. Everybody knows you. When we were under siege and there wasn't enough food and water, people came together. Everybody shared what they had. The crisis gave us a real sense of unity.
So far, there are no pictures from this family on the city's western gate, where Ajdabia residents have posted photos of missing loved ones. The Salehs hope it stays that way. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.